will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
We now have a wildlife-themed section, with birds taking the lead. The peregrine falcons at Norwich Cathedral have laid 4 eggs, and care home residents have been caring for 2 newly hatched chicks. Meanwhile, the pigeons near the City War Memorial seem to have defeated City Hall. The headline reads, "Pigeons 1, Council 0." A hedgehog has turned up at an unexpected location, while bluebells are making an expected spectacular return at a wood near Norwich. Alison will begin with the first bird story.
A full clutch of eggs marks a promising start to the 2026 peregrine breeding season. 4 eggs have been laid by peregrine falcons nesting at Norwich Cathedral, one of the Hawk and Owl Trust's most established sites and part of a wider UK conservation project. Peregrine falcons have nested at the cathedral since 2009, taking advantage of the building's height for safety and central location for hunting. High hopes are now pinned on another successful season following a productive 2025. Liberty Wells, the community outreach lead at the Hawk and Owl Trust, said, "Seeing full clutches laid at this stage of the season is always encouraging. These sites show just how adaptable peregrines are, and the live cameras give people a rare opportunity to connect with wildlife as it unfolds."
A care home welcomed 2 feathered visitors who quietly became part of the family. Brooklyn's care home in Drayton, Norwich, recently hatched a gosling and duckling from eggs gifted by the Quack Shack, a rescue sanctuary in Horsford. Leanne Clark, owner of the Quack Shack, gifted the eggs and incubator to the home where her mother-in-law, Jill Clark, is a resident. They arrived on March the 18th. The pair of eggs hatched 2 weeks later and were cared for by residents and staff. Anne, 87, a resident of Brooklyn, said, "Being involved with the birds has made me very happy. I love to cuddle Avi, who always falls asleep on my shoulder." Brooklyn's hosted a leaving party for the birds before they returned to the Quack Shack to join Ms. Clark's flock, which includes 130 rescued ducks, 35 chickens, 1 turkey and 1 goose.
City Hall is still scratching its head over how to stop pigeons from plaguing the Norwich market. The flying fiends have been ruffling feathers among traders and city folk who have called for an end to their persistent peskiness. Traders have had to deal with spoilt stock, while others have had food stolen by the pigeons, which flock near the city's war memorial in their hundreds. Norwich City Council had considered feeding contraceptive to the birds in order to keep their numbers down, but this was ruled out after it found the method was not licensed in the UK. The council also briefly introduced a hawk, which deterred the birds, but the trial was put on hold after people continued to feed the pigeons. Another method, which was backed by traders, was to fine people caught feeding them, which the council said it was investigating. But after being questioned by the Evening News over what it was planning to do to mitigate the numbers, it seems progress has slowed. A spokesman for the council responded with, "No update," leaving traders frustrated.
A charity shop's received an adorable but unexpected donation. Kerry Sillett, manager of Dawn's New Horizon shop in Corbett Avenue, Norwich, was surprised to find a hedgehog in a bag of donations given to the shop. The animal was brought in a carrier bag of clothes, making Miss Sillett think it might be a coat. Lorraine Kirsten, who founded the charity, said, "I would not like to think they brought it in on purpose. They might have left the donation bag outside." Fortunately, just after the hedgehog was found, a customer in the shop offered to take it to a rescue centre. Other strange donations the shop has received include udder cream, false teeth and goldfish.
An ancient site with stunning bluebell woods is welcoming visitors back. The Norfolk Bluebell Wood Burial Park at Hainford, just off the A140, will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, May the 2nd and Sunday, May the 3rd for self-guided walks under the woodland canopy. Visitors can explore level woodland paths with dogs allowed on leads. Wheelchair access and a mobility buggy are available on the site. There's no entry fee, but donations are encouraged for Norfolk and Waveney Mind. Andrew Morton, who owns the burial park with his wife Caroline, said, "It's such an evocative environment in which to slow down, reset your mental clock, and experience the soothing, healing power of nature."